Yeah, it was a good game. Those guys pitched very well. Ian was really good. Wish he could have continued. I mean, he gave everything he had. And when he got on the bases, we knew it was getting late. And when they changed pitchers, we asked him. He pretty much, we stopped asking him if he'd fight him if we took him out, because we were really concerned about that. And he didn't. He just said no. So, you know, to the end, we almost considered letting him go out, but it just wasn't very smart. Well, he hung a changeup, so, I mean, it cost us. But he got two quick outs and three hits. So, you know, it was one of those kind of games. It was very tense. It was championship caliber play. Loved it. And ultimately, they got the job done. So, I mean, for our team, this is what we're looking to play for every day. Game just like that, and it's fun, and it's exciting. It's disappointing that we lost, though. Yeah, well, I went out and asked him if it was a ball, and he said, if it was a strike, he said no, which I disagreed that he should have even called that it was a hit bat, that he didn't rule it a hit batsman. I'm like, you know, if you're a hitter, you're trained to stay in there. Okay, especially if you have two strikes on you. If you bail and it's a breaking ball, then you're out. So you just train yourself to hold your ground. Like, he didn't put his elbow in or anything. I disagree with him. I told him that. And actually, it was my mistake. Then we went back and we got to discussing it. The next pitch was a ball. So he actually should have walked. So I missed that. That's a lesson learned. I knew I was going to let him in there. We've talked in several of my sessions about wanting him to pitch in a game like this. He was certainly the best guy we had going. And we think about developing him all the time. He was well within reach with the reason within his pitch count. But then when he got on base and he ran hard and he was out there, and he was drenched. So at that point, you know, I made the decision to take it out and really considering it, and Stott really felt pretty strongly about it, and I had no problem with going with it, but he's got pretty good expertise in that. So I do feel we did the right thing by taking him out, no question. Never know in this game. And then they looked like they were in good shape, and we got out of it. But, you know, if you just look at the game and look at the plays that we made, you know, like on the hit and run, when they hit and run, we switched coverage. That was me. We knew he was going to go at some point, and that was my call to switch the coverage. And, you know, Goody threw a pitch that was inside, and that's unfortunate. I mean, we were on it, but it didn't go good. But we hung in there. We got the next guy and the next guy. So, I mean, that's just a great dynamic to the game. The play on Posey from Para. I mean, come on. The kid just – those guys just gave everything they had. Mickey's pick on Schierholz, been talking to him about that. You know, when you get in trouble, those are the types of the things that if they're available, you take, don't be afraid to do it. Roberts on Ross is the play of the backhand. That was good. I think I'm missing one. But we played a good game. It was unfortunate at the end it didn't work out. It's very disappointing that we didn't beat him. And as I sat there late in this game after we started making those plays, I just said, you know, I really wanted this team to feel the reward for the way they played. Unfortunately, we didn't. But again, like I said, this is what we want to experience every day. This is what it's all about. They did. I was very proud of them today. They did a heck of a job. Yeah, you know, then, you know, you ask Mark, yeah, I'm fine. And then, of course, they're pitching him in. And he got jammed again. So, but you know, that's another thing I wrote down was, you know, Reynolds was one tough SOB. I mean, he got pounded, and he went back out there and then had a ball and made a good play on a ball that was hit to him. I'm not sure you quite understand what his hand feels like, but he wanted to do it. You know, the whole in-right thing. I felt he was the best bunter we had, and the way I looked at it is, we get to a championship team. Barry Enright's got to go up there and be able to bunt that ball. So, I mean, It was a good experience for him. And that guy's not the easiest guy to butt on, trust me. That was no easy task. There's nobody in this room, including me, that could have got that bunt down. So, I mean, those are the kind of things that you do. Those are the things we got to experience in this game today. That's a good club over there. You got to give San Francisco quite a bit of credit for hanging in there and coming away with the win today. Okay,